It is 93.3 WMMR, Everything That Rocks. Ryan here, and today I have the distinct pleasure of speaking with a gentleman who in 1999 decided he was going to start a band with his high school friends in Huntington Beach, California. Fast forward almost 20 years later, their band resume has included headlining international festivals, record sales in the millions, a Grammy nomination under their belt, and they're quite frankly a tour de force in the rock world. Currently, they're celebrating the release of the new single Mad Hatter for the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 video game, which you can hear on the Black Rain EP, also recently released. You can also hear it right here on WMMR. I speak, of course, of Avenged Sevenfold, and I'm so happy to welcome guitarist Zachy Vengeance on the phone. Zachy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man.
Glad to hear from you. Quickly, before we really dive in here, I just wanted to check in. How's M Shadows doing after, you know, recovering with all those vocal issues, man?
He's doing really, really, really good. He's done everything he's been required to do and put in the rest and followed the doctor's notes to a T. You know, he takes it really, really serious, as do all of us. It's one of those things that, you know, puts us on the sidelines, unfortunately, which is always, you know, a bummer. But with that said, we all want to get back out making music and get back out on the road. So he's just done everything that he's supposed to do, and it looks like everything's going good with the recovery.
Awesome. We want to send our love here from Philadelphia, wishing the best for him and for you guys. So I want to jump right in this track, Mad Hatter. I've listened to it on repeat a couple dozen times now. Let me just start by saying it's excellent. Thank you so much for putting this out. It is for the Call of Duty Black Ops 4 video game. It's the fourth song you've done for the franchise. Is it safe to say you guys like this video game or what?
I think it's pretty safe to say. You know, we've had a great relationship with them. It started out just being fans of the game. And our singer is a huge, huge gamer. And to be honest, how it really came about was when the Rev passed away and we were, you know, pretty much the entire certainty of our band was kind of up in the air. And you know, we couldn't get ourselves off the couches, and me and Matt started playing video games, but it was a way for us to, you know, put on the headphones and talk to each other and just take our minds off of everything that was happening in the real world and even get some of our frustrations out. And we kind of started, you know, playing video games, and he really, really took it seriously and I think built some bonds with some of the guys from the game, and they reached out to us to make some music. So it's kind of like the stars colliding sort of thing. That we're able to make music for the game, be involved in the game, be in the game, and continue to do so many years later.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. So who's better, him or you, just frankly?
Oh, dude, I'm so much better at video games.
Good to hear.
No, honestly, I'm just kidding. He's really, really good. He takes it seriously. When he's on tour, he's always playing. It's what keeps him out of trouble. Me and the other guys are usually running around town drinking and being, you know,
a proper degenerate, if you will.
Exactly. And he can't do that because he's got to keep his voice, you know, fit for the shows. So he'll play video games. It keeps him busy on tour. And he's really good. I'm honestly the worst at them. I love him, but I'm the worst.
Fair enough. So in your own way, you know, I've listened to it a couple times and I pick out little pieces from Mad Hatter. How would you describe it?
You know, it's definitely got some almost sludgy kind of going back to, I mean, the chorus is kind of grunge, you know, era inspired to my ears and probably a lot of other people's ears. My favorite part about it is the verse riff. I think the verse riff is just heavy and has a cool kind of stompy snake-like groove to it. And it's, you know, a big, heavy, cool guitar riff. So it's not a song that's, you know, so much going on that it's hard to digest or too progressive. Like sometimes we, you know, get a little carried away. I think it's just more something to put on your headphones and put on full blast and bob your head to.
It's not 15 minutes with Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're saying.
Exactly.
Another cool thing that comes along with it, so not only do we have the single Mad Hatter, but also the Black Rain EP, which is the four songs that were featured on the Call of Duty Black Ops franchises. Who came up with that idea? It was really great to, you know, I went out and I streamed the whole thing, and it was really, really awesome. So whoever came up with that idea, you know, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, it was really just a collective effort of wanting to put together some new artwork and, you know, give all of these songs that we're really proud of a collective home and maybe show some of our fans that had never been exposed to these songs before because, you know, they were primarily involved in the video game and, you know, weren't necessarily treated as singles that, you know, just put them in front of our fans, give them a permanent home. And we're really, really proud of all of them. We think all the songs are really fun and unique in their own way. So, and then, you know, putting together the artwork, just giving a cool visual to it and getting people excited for, you know, this video game release, giving them something to tide them over for a little bit while we work on some new things. And yeah, man, it's just, I'm glad it's worked out the way it has.
Excellent. Well, you spoke earlier about, you know, losing yourself, you know, within video games and kind of it being an escapist thing. And for me, I'm the exact same way. And I think the coolest thing for me with the Black Rain EP, when I listened to it track by track, I had memories of playing each of the Call of Duty games. And I went back, and I'll never forget this. I think it was Black Ops 2 where you guys were actually in the game playing the song Carry On. Is that correct? Was it the right game?
Yeah, that is. That is correct. That was an absolutely incredible experience.
Awesome. So are we going to see like a Captain Vengeance in Call of Duty Black Ops 4 or any more in-game cameos, or was that just a one and done?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, we're not in the new game. That's not to say that they might find our handsome, devilish good looks so appealing that they might throw us in for a, you know, a DLC pack or something. But, you know, that was kind of a one-time thing so far. But it was so much fun, a huge honor. I mean, looking at that moment to be immortalized in a video game is really one of the coolest, especially one of the biggest selling video games in the history of video games. Gosh, man, just so, so cool. And it's going to be the only redeeming factor in my entire life. When my son grows up someday and sees pictures of me wearing makeup from 2004, it might erase those because he can say, well, you know, I can forgive him because he was in Call of Duty.
Oh, that's excellent, man. Really quick, because not only are you a badass musician and songwriter, you're into making clothing as well. You have your own clothing brand. Do I have this right with Vengeance University?
Yeah. Man, it's just been another outlet for me. I've always really, really work diligently on the, you know, aesthetic of Events Unfold, the artwork, you know, the merch that Events Unfold puts out, the, you know, music videos and stage setups. And I love that aspect of it, man. It's just what makes it larger than life. And with my personal clothing line, it's really just an outlet. It was made for all the kids that grow up and had that, the same feeling that I had when I was young and growing up and riding skateboards and listening to punk rock and heavy metal. I just wanted to wear cool thrashy shirts and represent and put stickers up everywhere. And, you know, for people that are anything like me, I, you know, it was just an outlet and something to share in common with them.
Absolutely. And I love this in the About Us, Vengeance University. It says, it survives because it is not just a clothing brand. It is and always has been a mentality. We are different and effing proud of that. I think that is super cool, man. So thank you for that. And if I wanted to go buy some stuff, where can I go?
You go to VengeanceUniversity.com and, you know, check it out. It's fun. It's a community outside of Events Unfold. And, you know, it's made up of a lot of Events Unfold fans. But it's just really something for people that, you know, may not fit in other, you know, cliques and are happy about that. So we've kind of put together a home for all of us.
Excellent. I just have two more questions, and they're kind of about, you know, talking about the past and the future, if that makes any sense at all. My first being that if I've done my math right, 2019 marks the 20th anniversary of Avenged Sevenfold being a band, putting out records, doing this whole crazy music thing. Where's your mindset with that? And, you know, are there any plans to celebrate this milestone or...
You know, we definitely should do something to celebrate. There's really not any plans. It's pretty wild to think that, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years, which is well over half of my entire life has been in and with Avenged Sevenfold. And happily, I mean, geez, we all have our moments where you get a little burnt on certain things. But I think if you were to ask any member of our band, this is definitely the highlight of the better half of each of our lives. So, with that said, man, we still feel like we have a long way to go. We're just getting started. We have a lot of great music left to write. You know, our concerts need to get a whole lot bigger because we're not going to be happy until we're, you know, playing stadiums. And, you know, that's just where our heads are at. That's always been our mentality. Whether or not we get there is always to be determined. But, man, you know, the older we get, I think the more fun that we have doing this. We've put the years of grinding behind us, but we also, with that said, you know, we always find new reasons to push ourselves even harder as we get older and play longer sets and try and be more ambitious musically. So it's just a wild ride, man. 20 years. I can't even believe it.
One final question for you. Speaking of anniversaries, we here at WMMR, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary as a rock station here in Philadelphia, which it's kind of a rare thing given, you know, the time and age of this. And we always have people come through when we bring up the fact that we're celebrating 50 years young, and they always say, you know, here's to another 50 more. And I don't know how to, you know, explain that or even think about what the next 50 years would be like. Where do you see, you know, rock music, hard rock, metal, whatever you want to call it, you know, Avenged Sevenfold music even, where do you see this all in 50 years?
I truly, with my whole heart, believe that rock music and heavy music hold such a special place in just the human soul. And it really has always existed as an outlet for people that don't want to follow the mainstream or just seeking something different. Or just truly want something that just separates them from the pack. And that starts from Elvis to the Beatles to Led Zeppelin, you know, to the Giants, bands like Metallica and moving forward, you know, hopefully a band like us can carry the torch for a little while until the next group of rock music comes along to take over. But I feel that there's always going to be a special place. It's always going to move. It's always going to evolve. There's going to be some times when it, you know, isn't as prominent. Maybe it doesn't sit on the top of the charts. But you know what? I think everything comes full circle, and I think people are going to get so sick and bored of this, you know, fake, talentless music that's out there. I mean, some of this music that's so popular, truly, truly just embarrassing for humanity, and it's fine. You know, people want to be entertained, but I think there's going to be the time and place where people get up with it and want something with a little substance. And, you know, I think rock's going to be sticking around for a long, long time.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, Zachy. We really appreciate it. Like I said before, Mad Hatter, you can hear right here on WMMR. Go get the song digitally. Go get the Black Rain EP. Do what you got to do. And hopefully we'll see you guys around the area shortly, I hope.
Absolutely, man. Thank you very, very much.
Zachy, a pleasure. Thank you so much. Hopefully we can do this again soon, okay?
Definitely. Anytime, man.
Thank you.